The United States leaves with its biggest haul ever as far as the medals are concerned. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and everywhere in between. I hope you had a fabulous weekend, whatever it is that you chose to do, spending time with the family, kicking back with a few cold ones. And that could be iced tea, too. Watching the Olympics, whatever your choices were. Perhaps you spent some of the time during the day to watch the Canadians and the Americans on the ice in hockey go toe-to-toe. And, boy, this game really delivered. Sadly, the United States did not win. Like I said, went all the way to overtime. In the end, it was the Canadians, 3-2 the final score. Sid the Kid Crosby was the man with the winning goal for the Canadians, but we'll dive deeper into what happened at the Olympics, kind of a little recap when we do sports shorts here on America Tonight. But just know this, hold your head proud, the U.S., 37 medals, like I said, 9 of them gold, 15 silver, and 13 bronze. Wow. Amazing. An amazing haul. And by the way, the Canadians ended up with 26 medals, 14 of them gold, and the 14 gold was a record at the Winter Olympics, just like the haul that the Americans got overall in the medals was a Winter Olympic game record. Joining us right at the top, boy, I knew he couldn't wait to get in. He took longer when it was his turn. We go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Canada! Canada! Canada!
Oh. I knew it. I knew you were going to rub my nose in it.
Oh, well, okay. You won more medals than us, but guess who won more gold than you guys?
I just said that. 14, it was a record that was tremendous for the Canadians. Yeah, you're right. Two records. We had a record, and you had a record for the gold. So
Earlier tonight, after the hockey game, Julie and I were watching the free skate from the figure skaters.
Mm-hmm.
Joni Frechette was skating.
Yes.
And she was skating to her mother's favorite song by Celine Dion, and that's when Julie just she finally totally lost it.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was tremendous that she did it, and plus she was the flag bearer going into the closing ceremony. That was great. Yeah.
So for sure, don't worry. Because I'm on such a high, I'll let you do it tomorrow night.
Oh, no, we're ready. We are so prepared to do this.
Like I did, no music, just acapella.
No. This is my show, so I like music accompanying me. Are we ready with the music, Matt? No interruptions, please, audience.
We actually, you might have to do it acapella.
I'm waiting.
Or wait a couple minutes here, because I am having some technical difficulties on this side.
All right, you know what? I will sing it. Nobody talk. No, I want nothing from the peanut gallery. Let Sam be quiet in the background. Make sure that he's down, Matt, so they can't chime in. And I'm going to give it the old 1, 2, 3, and I will do it without the music. How's that? 1, 2, 3. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Sammy?
Better than my rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
You know what, to be fair, though, your anthem is a lot easier than the Star Spangled Banner.
And the head coach for Canada, Mike Babcock, he doesn't have much time to celebrate. He's got a game tomorrow night.
I know, is that crazy? That's what I was saying, that everybody has to pretty much skedaddle. They couldn't really bask in all of the glory of it. I mean, Sid Crosby, what can you say about him? I mean, he is the stud. He is the star. And like a little boy, he has that look on his face. He was was in heaven.
But the funny part is, I know a couple of friends of mine who have friends who are linesmen in the NHL. But when it comes to complaining and I was going to say the B word, but I don't want to get you in trouble with the FCC. He's like that. He's got this attitude like, I'm the superstar. Nothing should happen to me. You know, that is that type of attitude?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean.
Well, that's the thing. Remember, you got to have a little bit of an ego, and you got to be able to shake it and back it up.
Yeah,
you know that when you're the star, that's what happens. And Crosby is a star. There's no doubt about it. It was 7 minutes, 40 seconds into the OT, and
he
shut down. I mean, you know, Brian Miller made an aggressive move, and he was able to get the puck by him.
So I could just picture the next time Pittsburgh plays Buffalo.
Yeah, that might be interesting, huh?
Yeah, and I could just. Okay, now I know one of your technicians is from Minnesota.
Right.
And one of the assistant coaches for Canada was Jacques Lemaire.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Is Jacques Lemaire going to rub it in or not? I'm just wondering if he's going to walk in to wherever the Wild play their home games and go, look, guys, look what I got.
No.
No, he wouldn't do that.
No, remember, you know, mostly in hockey, of all the sports and all the people I've covered, ever met, the hockey guys, for the most part, are pretty low-key, really just joking around with each other, absolutely, but not nasty. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I know, and Mikko Koivu, one of his players won a bronze medal.
Uh-huh.
Mikko Koivu. Well, I was happy for Finland that they won a gold medal. I mean, at least they won a medal, because you figure for Timo Solani, this is probably his last kick of the can, you know?
It probably is. You're exactly right,
right. And, like, I was talking to friends of mine about getting women's hockey from the Olympics. We've all agreed, give it one more Olympics. If it's still Canada, U.S., and then there's everybody else, fine, get rid of it. But, I mean, look, it takes time. I mean, look, when they first brought in hockey in the Olympics many moons ago, it was always Canada.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And then came the Soviets for those many years, and now, in men's hockey, it's been different countries. So I figure, give it one more Olympics. And then, like I said, if it's still Canada, U.S., then fine, you know, get rid of it. But, I mean, please, you know. Or
yeah, give it another turnaround. I agree. Give it another turnaround. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, look at Finland. They won a bronze medal. Who knows? Maybe next time they'll win a gold medal.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so you got your payoff, Sam. We're gonna fly. Thanks for the call, and what an exciting games. We'll talk more, I'm sure, the next time that we catch up. But 37 medals for the U.S. Like I said, it was a record, but the Canadians in the gold with 14, it ended up on a high note, I think, for the people of Vancouver with the closing games, or for the Canadians in general, all the money that was spent, and with the hockey team, all of the pressure there. They had to win this, and when are they going to win it? Home ice against the United States. It was a very, very big moment and an exciting way for them to close out the games. I have to admit, as an American, and somebody who was really proud of this American team, I was disappointed, hoping that they would be able to get the gold, but they played an incredible game, really, honestly. Ryan Miller was tremendous. He ended up being the MVP of the games, hockey-wise, and, despite that overtime loss, and I thought it was well-deserved, so congratulations, they can hold their heads up high. Chile, unfortunately, horrible earthquake. Over 708 people dead. Big story over the weekend. We'll talk about that. But coming up on the flip side, we're going to visit with the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr, next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Always a pleasure to have our next guest join us on America Tonight. And I know many of you will be able to relate to what we're going to talk about during this segment. I was shopping the other day and I was looking around. I was like in a Staples or one of those places, and I saw that they had like all these turbo taxes for anything you can imagine. I thought, wow, I thought they just had one little old turbo tax DVD or CD or whatever it is that they give people. But no, now they have like 50 of them and people freak out, and you know, tax day is a coming and people get all nauseous and uptight and worried and crazy when it comes to taxes. And you know, you still have some time, but there's no reason to become so anxious, I think, about tax day. It's something that people build up in their mind. So without further ado, in from the green room in Connecticut, ATN head shrinker Judith Barr. Hey, Judith, how are you?
Hi, Kate. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you on the show, like I mentioned. Truly, we mean that. And it is, it's true. I bet you even have clients that will come to you and perhaps be just a little anxious thinking about taxes. Why do people freak out so much about taxes?
Well, first, Kate, I just want to say a lot of people freak out about taxes. I've talked to colleagues both in the psychotherapeutic community and in the financial community who say that it doesn't matter how wealthy their clients are, how sophisticated, how wise they are, that there's something inside that really gets triggered. So tonight I'm going to offer several things that maybe can help people understand.
Boy, that would be helpful. Let me ask you this before we jump into the things you're going to offer.
Uh-huh.
Was it the saddest thing when the guy flew the plane into the IRS office in Austin? Mm. Did your heart not sink? Because I understand if he was feeling pinched and he was upset and he hates the system and all those things. But boy, doing that, killing himself, but killing an innocent man too, who had nothing to do with his tax situation. I think somehow people forget that.
K, Okay, that's a great example, because where I was going to start was there may be stressful things that people face when it comes to tax time, stressful things that they face in the here and now. But the thing is, there's all sorts of unconscious feelings and thoughts and experiences that get triggered by things in the here and now related to many different things, and we're talking about how they're related to tax day.
Yeah.
And when those unconscious things get triggered, people will do things that are destructive, that are bizarre, that are really harmful, that they might not do if they realize that what got triggered in them wasn't here and now. So that's really part of what I want to offer tonight, that when we're under stress, maybe real stress, like on tax day, if it is stressful for you, things will get triggered from our unconscious, from our past, from our childhood, that are still alive inside us today. And first of all, when we're under stress, we will, without realizing it, regress to some place in childhood. Now, I mean, we may not completely regress, but there will be a part of us under stress that will regress. And if we don't know that, we're going to act in ways or make decisions that we might not otherwise do. Like, imagine you're preparing for tax day, and let's say you're 35 years old, and you think you're completely in your adult self, but emotionally you're sitting there trying to figure things out as though you were 5 years old sitting at a child's table playing with a toy calculator.
So it also could be, so you're right, it goes back to childhood, and it's that relationship and how you feel like you, I love that you mentioned that you have talked to colleagues, and it doesn't matter if the people are wealthy or what their tax bracket is or any of that. It is your relationship with money, and starting from when you were young and how you were raised and all that, right?
Well, it's your relationship with money itself and whatever money symbolizes for you. Most people think that their relationship with money is just about money, but if I work with people and help them explore what their relationship with money is really symbolically about, Kate, I find that it's usually about somebody in their childhood. Like, let's say on tax day, as you're approaching it, you keep thinking, I have to work hard for money, but I don't get to keep it anyway.
Mm.
And you think that's about today and 2010, and that's it. But if I work with you and I ask you, all right, imagine you have money in your hand, or actually put some money in your hand and say that to the money, I have to work hard for you, but I don't get to keep you anyway. And then they'll say it, and I'll ask them, well, who else could you say that to? And maybe they'll say, well, I could say that to my father. I have to work hard for him, but I don't get to keep him but for a second, even if he's praising me. Or maybe they'll say, from a very little child, as a baby, I would cry and cry and cry and cry to get my mother to come in. But when she would, she would just stick a bottle in my mouth and go on about her business. So I would work really hard for her, crying and crying. And I wouldn't really get to keep her anyway. So imagine if you think you're thinking about and relating to money, but you're really thinking about and relating to your parents or one of your parents, how confusing, how mixed up your relationship with money is going to be, and yeah, how freaked out you're likely to be on tax day.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and a lot of people don't have the benefit of you know, the great ATN head shrinker at their disposal, and you're giving this all to your clients, which you can tell you work with them so wonderfully. I can tell just by what you say on our show. So what can people do to, is it vocalize it? Is it talk to somebody? What is it they need to do to get all this gunk out so they don't have to have all this hard times every year when they have to pay their taxes?
Can I offer one more thing, and then I'll tell you?
Sure.
This other piece is really important. What I'm describing about this incident with people talking to money and then finding out it was really their parents they were talking to is that we transfer our thoughts, our feelings, our experiences, our perceptions, our decisions from when we were little children, particularly with authority figures, onto people and events and situations and even objects like money in the here and now. And if we don't know that we're transferring something from the past and we're not really interacting in the here and now, we're not going to be able to resolve it. That often happens between couples, too. Mm-hmm. They think they're interacting with each other, but they're not. So one of the things to do is to ask yourself what you're feeling, how intense that feeling is. And if it's much past the two or three, unless you're, like, really in danger, like you're tied to the railroad tracks or there's a bear right in front of you, it probably means you're regressed, you're in your child self, and you're transferring something from long ago onto the here and now. So ask yourself, what am I regressed, or am I really in my adult? Am I transferring something from my childhood onto money or onto the IRS? What am I transferring on? Who am I transferring on? And if you can ask yourself those questions, that can help you begin to tease apart the here and now situation of tax day from whatever from the past you're bringing to it, you're transferring onto it, and from whatever you're feeling that isn't a grown-up feeling, it's a feeling from a child that's still alive inside you that you're transferring onto the current day.
Yeah. Wow. Powerful stuff. Hey, we want to make sure that we get this in because we're getting close to where we're up against it, Judith. But if people, you're offering something to people about Money as a Clue. You've got a Money as a Clue page that can be found on your website. So it's, of course, if you go to www.judithbarr.com/power.
No? Kate, it's just power abused, power healed.
Oh, and then they can just go from there. Okay, yep. Perfect. Click on that, and that'll take you right to the Money as a Clue. And there was something else you were going to offer. If they want a free copy of the article, they can have it, Regression.
There's an article called A Recession Regression, and if they email me from the website, I'll be glad to email that to them in a PDF form. There's some interviews on that page, that Money as a Clue page. One of them is an interview between you and I.
Mm.
There's a home study course for therapists or financial planners. There's a way to reach me if you want to do a consultation with me about your relationship with money. And there's a demonstration of a piece of work I did with someone about money.
Perfect. So no reason to freak out, folks. It's just a great website because it just leads you all over the place, as Judith was saying. So once again, so nice to have you on. Judith, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kate. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, you too. ATM Head Shrinker, Judith Barr. Go to her website. It's good. Power use, power abuse, power healed. You'll love it. Stay with us.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money bag guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
You're listening to GCN Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisane, Androcete extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
One scandal, one governor, and one giant paper that adds up to 1 plus 1 equals 2. And it means that the governor of, well, I guess it's 3. One governor, one scandal, one newspaper, that's 3. That's that Catholic school education kicking in. Anyway, 3 is the number in question. Governor Patterson, you might have missed it with everything that's going on, but the governor of New York will not try to be reelected. He's been getting pounded in the New York Times. An aide, this was the big one that toppled it all, one of his close aides who worked for him as an intern originally, turns out that he's had a domestic, a huge domestic violence complaint that was going to be leveled against him, criminal charges, the whole thing. And allegedly the governor talked the woman out of it, as did the cops. So the governor, who's been under fire lately in the great state of New York, will not be seeking that office again. So what is it again? One governor, one big scandal. Of course, there were little other scandals. And one newspaper, that means 3, and that took him down. He had just said that he was going to run, and he decided to step away from it. Let's talk about ratings. The ratings were huge, huge for the Olympics. I know I've said this a couple of times, but about 30 million viewers, yeah, decided to tune in to the Olympics. That's pretty much the number overall across the board. I believe that this hockey game that was on NBC in the United States between Team Canada and Team USA will be blown off the charts. I think the ratings will be huge. We won't know that till the next day. I mean, overall, NBC trampled the competition. The average amount across the board all the way through is 24.8 million. But I think that the last part of this Olympics will be even bigger than all of that. And like I said, someone's got to be watching the Olympics because definitely across the board, everything else was, even American Idol was way below what the Olympics viewership was. I don't know, it was a feel-good thing, it was the stories. The one thing I will say that NBC did well, and I think that really sucked a lot of people in, they did the backstories really, really well, where they talked about the athletes, because, you know, what do we know about curling? I mean, we know the obvious athletes that you see over and over again, but some of the others you don't know. And I mean, even some of them on the ski team and some of the other compelling things that would make you watch, you had no idea what somebody went through to get to the position where they made the Olympic team. I think that also really pulled people into the Olympics, really made them want to watch this thing. And bravo to them for doing that. It made a huge difference. But, Bob Costas, and as much as I could criticize some of the things he does with football that I don't like, Chris Collinsworth, he was really good on those segments, and so was Mary Carrillo and some of the other people that they had doing the little vignettes, we'll call them. All right, we've had him on our show, Rand Paul, the son of Congressman Ron Paul, as you know, is running for the Senate in Kentucky. And, boy, he has really shattered a lot of records when it comes to fundraising. Things are looking really, really good for him. Of course, it's all up to the voters, and he's raised well over. I just looked at a huge story about him. He's raised well over $1 million and counting in those efforts to be elected to that seat. And apparently, along the way, as I was reading one of these blogs, and then something connected to it. One of the reasons why he's winning is because he cuts straight through the baloney. He makes arguments, and then he is able to come back and defend his positions against some of the competition. And apparently, appearance-wise, and this is where the numbers come in, he's had at least 50 appearances. Wow. And it's tough because he weaves that all into to being an ophthalmologist as well. And good for him that he's been able to do what he's been able to do along the way. And, yeah, he's got his father there, but a lot of this has been the grassroots effort deal. This is not about grassroots. This is about being an idiot. Ex-mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, is in big trouble because he owes the city of Detroit some money. And the reason he owes the city of Detroit some money is because he hoodwinked them. Yeah. Stripped of his job as the mayor, he was locked in jail for 99 days and saddled with a felony record. Uh-huh. He is legally forbidden from seeking the only occupation he ever wanted, and that's the whole elected leader thing. He's on the hook for paying court-ordered restitution to the city of Detroit. He says he cannot afford it. But here's the problem. After he pled guilty in 2008 to misconduct tied to his lying under oath about an affair with a staff member in a whistleblower's lawsuit, what he did was he, In addition to serving his sentence, he agreed to give up his law license and his political career and repay the city $1 million. There's your number, $1 million, for settling an employment lawsuit related to his misdeeds. But since then, he, you know, has this disgraced official. He's charmed people over in another part of the country, and that would be in Texas. So here's the thing. I think the big rebound could perhaps be over for him. The State Court of Appeals agreed to postpone a court hearing but he still could face arraignment for violating his probation by missing $79,000 in a restitution payment due last week. So they are going to probably issue this arrest warrant, and he could wind up back in a cell in Detroit. Oof. And this was a guy who boasted that in his 6.5 years as mayor, that he was from Detroit and the city was in him. He was part of that. He was blue collar and he was down with everybody in Detroit. And, you know, he was the perfect guy for this city. But here's the deal. I mean, he did all kinds of things. But if we want to talk about even more money in this deal, some of the top things that he did in the Detroit business area, like, and now these people have, of course, tried to bail him out, like CompuWare Corporation chief, the guy there, Peter Carmenos, and three other business guys gave him loans totaling $240,000 after he got out of jail. The same cat also arranged for his job in Dallas as a software salesman for his company. He makes $120,000 in salary. So you would think he could take some of that money and pay it back to the city of Detroit rather than end up in the slammer. Now here's the deal. Somebody is going to come up with the money, somebody that he helped, and pony it up for Kwame. He's living the charmed life because he has friends in, I guess, high places for what he was really probably doing in Detroit. Here's a big one for you. Jeff Skilling, he bamboozled lots of money out of lots of people, if you think about it, as the chief executive for Enron. And he was sentenced to 24 years in jail for his role, if you remember, in the whole Enron scandal. The federal government has denied Enron, O2, when they get before the high court and try to go the appeals route and get out of sentences and whatnot. So Skilling, who's 56, was convicted way back in May of 2006 of 19 counts of conspiracy, security fraud, insider trading, lying to auditors, and he's been serving time at a Colorado prison. He's trying to get the sentence reduced. He's been teaching. Of course, that's going to be pretty tough. It has to go through. Now this is up to the Supremes. He's been teaching Spanish to fellow inmates, and Skilling led Enron from this natural gas pipeline company into this global energy trading machine. And then, of course, you know, the rest is history. It disintegrated into bankruptcy in 2001. Skilling's appeal, like I said, is the third Enron case to reach the Supreme Court, which does not look favorably on the prosecution side of things. So I can't imagine that they're going to have any luck with the Skilling deal, no matter what he's done in prison to help the other prisoners. I don't think so. And sadly, the death toll, thanks to that earthquake in Chile, they think will get a lot higher. The government is now saying that 711 people have been killed, and they've sent 10,000 troops to enforce curfews and stop the outbreak of looting by people who are desperate for food and water in Concepcion, Chile, after Saturday's 8.8 magnitude quake. And that's one of the biggest, in a century. Oof. Crazy. I mean, it's catastrophic. And, you know, you got hungry survivors who are trying to do what they can do to survive. So they, you know, the president of that country knew that it was going to be widespread. You got about 2 million people, they think, who have been affected by this. It's interesting. It's going to be a heavy blow to one of the most stable economies. Chile has had a lot of recent successes. They're the number one copper producer, and they have had just a great booming economy. But this is going to certainly take them down as a result of this giant earthquake, and it's going to take a while to rebuild. They think it's going to cost about $30 billion. Meet us on the flip side. Birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse.
Did Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Like Ron Howard. He's got a decent birthday. He's still not 60 yet, but he's well over 50. Javier Bardem. Ooh, I used to have kind of a little, I'll admit this, kind of like a little movie crush on him. I don't know why. He was in a movie that I liked, No Country for Old Men, and a bunch of other things I've seen. Anyway, he's got a big birthday. And there's some others that will mix in there that I think you may recognize. I mean, listen, folks, I am trying my darndest to get you names that you recognize when it comes to birthdays. But before we get to all of that on America Tonight, let's give you some of the funny stuff. News you can abuse, in other words. I could never imagine that I would have the confidence to do this, or actually would I ever want to do it is probably the better thing. Would you get naked and stand around with over 5,000 people? You'd be part of history. Well, about 5,200 people were willing to do that. They embraced each other on the steps of Sydney's Opera House for a photo shoot by Spencer Tunick. He's a guy who's known for nude group photos in public places. And what happens is you have to hurry up and get out there. He has to figure out a way to get him out there, take it, and all that stuff. So he finally got everybody together and did this just a couple of days ago. And the people who did it said it doesn't feel, it didn't feel sexual or weird. It just feels kind of tribal, sort of a gathering of humanity. I don't know, Matt, would you, I mean, be seriously, would you have if the right word is, would you have the courage, but would you in any way, shape, or form be part of like that, get involved in a historic nude photo thing?
I don't know. Are we going out to a local establishment beforehand?
Yeah, I would really have to go out to a local establishment beforehand.
That can change my view on things pretty quick.
Yeah, I think, you know, bravo for the people who do it. It is, his photos are really cool. I mean, they're not cheesy. It's not some porn thing. It's just, it is kind of tribalish looking, I guess, in some of the spots that they've done it. But you got to be confident about that sort of thing, I think.
Well, 18-year-old Matt Johnson definitely would have done that. But the way things are going right now at 28, I don't know. I think I might need a couple of months to get back into some nude photo shape.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You have to be in your fighting weight, I think. The real, if you're really good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that would play a part in it, too. Definitely. Yeah. So we're definitely, Matt and I, we know, are definitely not all on board with the nude thing.
Except for, like I said, if we go to the local establishment, maybe an hour or two ahead of time, then
changes.
All bets are off.
Yeah, that changes the perspective, certainly. How about this? A Utah woman who lost the title to her house over an unpaid $68 dental bill has been given a reprieve. The Utah Court of Appeals ruled that Capri Ramos is entitled to another opportunity to avoid the sale of her house at a county auction for $1,550. The collection agency sued her in 95 over the dental bill. That's so sad. That's ridiculous. She didn't contest the lawsuit. She didn't realize the consequences. So her house in Salt Lake City was up for grabs. I mean, that's just for a $68 dental bill. That's just ridiculous. And she didn't realize it. That's what it was. That's, it's ridiculous. That's all I can say about it. And it really happened. So, hey, I would freak out. Can you imagine? And sometimes it's not always the person on the other end. The bill doesn't get there. Something happens. You live in an apartment. People steal mail. Whatever. I know it all sounds like excuses, but I've seen that happen to other people. And that would be a bad day all the way around. How about this from Dayton, Ohio? Law enforcement officers in Southwest Ohio were chugging down alcoholic drinks this weekend as part of a training exercise on how to give field sobriety tests. They always do that. Several police officers and deputy sheriffs in Montgomery County volunteered. That's it. That sounds good. They volunteered to drink so colleagues could practice conducting the tests given to the suspected drunk drivers. That's smart. It means practicing on the job. They got to do it the right way. They wanted them to drink, the officers, until they had slurred speech, glassy eyes, and a lack of coordination. One test required the drunk cops to walk heel to toe down a line and then hold one leg to demonstrate balance. And they say that they hope that the exercise at the Dayton Police Academy helped the police, the officers, gain a better understanding of how to deal with impaired drivers. So, you know, bravo for doing that because it is different. I mean, you can talk about it, but in practice, when you're actually out there on the streets, you got to be able to know what you're dealing with when you're out there in the real world. I'd rather be the guy that was doing the drinks than administering the test, I have to admit. How about this? A Russian chimpanzee has been sent to rehab by zookeepers, no joke, in Moscow to cure the smoking and drinking beer habits he has picked up. An ex-performer, Zora, became aggressive at his circus and was transferred to the zoo where he fathered several baby chimps, learned to draw with markers, and picked up his two vices. The beer and cigarettes were ruining him. He would pester passers-by for booze. He would yell out at people for booze. So he was transferred. transferred to the city of Kazan, which is about 500 miles east of Moscow, for rehab treatment. Oh, there's so many directions you could go in with that. You know, I'm just gonna leave it alone. How about that? I'm just gonna leave it alone. Let's do this day in history, March 1st. I'm gonna avoid saying I can't believe how fast this year has gone, but there are 305 days left in the year, just so you know, if you're counting. In 1932, on this day, Charles Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month-old son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, was kidnapped from the family home near Hopewell, New Jersey. Remains identified as those of the child were found the following May. Oof, awful. That 1790, President George Washington actually signed a measure authorizing the first U.S. census. That's coming up now, you know, every 10 years. In 1809, the Illinois Territory came into existence. I could make a joke here, too, as well, but I'm going to leave it alone. In 1867, Nebraska became the 37th state. I didn't realize that. In 1940, the novel Native Son by Richard Wright was first published by Harper and Brothers. That was a big hit. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy established the Peace Corps. Ever know anybody? You know, I know people who do fabulous, kind, wonderful things for people. I never known anyone, though, to be in the Peace Corps. In 1981, Irish Republican Army member Bobby Sands began a hunger strike at a prison in Northern Ireland. He died 65 days later. Here we are coming up on St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people tip a glass back to Bobby Sands. Oh, it's time for those birthdays. Can we have some music, please?
Any birthday singers? Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, let's see if you recognize any of these names whatsoever. Actor Tim Daly is 54. I'm going to give you a hint. If you watch any of that ABC TV stuff, Private Practice, he's on that. There you go. He was also on Wings. I watch him on Wings. I don't watch any of that stuff now. Rock singer Roger Daltrey from The Who. You just saw them halftime at the Super Bowl, 66 years old. Here's another one for you. Actor Alan Thicke is 63 years old from Growing Pains. You might recognize this name. TV host Donovan Patton is 32 years old. I've watched him on a couple of different things. How about rhythm and blues singer Sammy Young, singer but good singer, 23 years old. Actress Catherine Bach is 56 years old. Dukes of Hazzard. Actor-director Ron Howard is 56 years old. And I'll give you one more. Bum, 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 bum. Javier Bardem, 41 years old. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Not top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.